information war.
Getting the impeachment going, and they've got all these committees going to incubate these federal and state investigations run by Democrats that are then feeding into Schiff and the committee. Then they meet with the individuals, the so-called whistleblowers and others, and they're lining up a crescendo of lawyers of Trump who are as crooked as the dog's back leg. He's got thousands of lawyers. Every little jurisdiction he's got a business in, he hires a local lawyer. Well, those guys are all being investigated. And so if they didn't pay for taxi cab taxes, or they didn't pay for a building permit on their own building, the feds that are Democrat-controlled at many levels come to them in Democrat jurisdictions and say, we're going to put you in prison for 20 years if you don't tell us Trump did something corrupt. Now tell us what he did. Well, Trump never did anything because he knows how corrupt the system is and how famous, rich, independent people who don't have pull with the globalist mafia have people trying to set them up all the time. I'm nothing like Trump is successful with huge businesses and all the things. And I've learned when people think you're successful, they try to set you up and try to get you to commit a crime. And I'm like, literally don't even speed anymore. I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes. I follow every law. I always did anyways, but now I'm super neurotic about it. So they're not able to find anything on Trump, and they're freaking out. But it doesn't matter. They're just going to go at him with not paying taxes. They're going to claim when he legally did all these tax things that you're supposed to do or you can't survive. That's the way the loopholes are written. And they're going to go after him for women that he never did anything to. Won't matter if they're known mental patients. Won't matter if they've been openly threatened. They're going to do that during the whole House fiasco, and they're going to do it again in the Senate trial. So you're going to see it all by Christmas if they stay on their timetable. They're already a little bit behind because the wheels are coming off. They're getting caught coaching people and not having real hearings and keeping folks out. And the whistleblowers are all scared because they're going to lie against a sitting president and commit massive perjury. And so it may take them longer, but they want him gone before 2020 is on the board, because the optics of removing a sitting popular president who has national polls, 40% of black men say they're voting for Trump, they've never gotten above 12 points in national polls. And those polls are skewed, it's probably higher. So Hispanics, massive support, over 40%, usually for Republicans, like 20%. So they don't know what to do. They need him out now. And they want him gone before 2020 rolls around. And how far away is 2020? It's November 3rd. We're only a year and 4 days from the next election. They have said they want him gone by Christmas. So they passed the official initiation on Halloween in your face. For Thanksgiving, they'll have the impeachment. That's the indictment in the House. And they want him gone or ordered to be removed by December. They think he'll blink. They've had all these surrogates on TV saying, if you just go, if you just give up, we'll let you go, Trump. We won't put you in prison. A, he's done nothing wrong. B, they want his head on a pike. They're never backing down. They want to kill the image of Americana, kill the image of populism, kill the image of resistance. Trump has unified this nation like nobody else for those that love America. For those that hate it, he's crystallized who they are. Populism and nationalism is exploding worldwide. The globalists are in panic mode, so they need to get rid of him now. What we need to do is get on a plane and go to Congress and go visit the swing state senators and House members and politely get in their face. You need to go to their meetings they're having in their districts. If your congressperson is good in their district, go give them a pep talk and say get more aggressive and give speeches for the president and against the deep staters saying you want them arrested and they're criminals. Then go find the nearest jurisdiction that has a globalist in it, or a swing state person, or somebody on the fence, a rhino, and you get in their face at the state level, locally, you get in their face at the federal level, you call them just aggressively every day a couple times, you send letters, you call C-SPAN, you get aggressive. This isn't some football game where we got to win for the team colors and we can get to the championship. That's nothing. That is a facsimile of war to make you dissipate your energy on the national religion of football. And I'm not judging you for that, but spend as much time fighting for America in its darkest hour when we got a chance to turn it around that you spend watching football. And believe me, this country will be turned around quickly. If we start having the same passion for our unborn children and our born children and for our sovereignty and for our futures as we've got for these damn simulated combat events they call sports, the new national religion, we will turn this around. But if we don't, it's over. Now we have Mr. Engels joining us, and I also want to play a few clips when we come back. Getting into Elizabeth Warren and getting into how the chips are going to fall, because it's central to understanding how to beat them. When you see Nancy Pelosi on TV on all these shows saying, we're not socialists, we're not communists, that's our radical wing, we're not going to win if we talk like that. She's trying to make other leftist, A, stop telling people what they really stand for, and B, she's trying to telegraph to people watching, like, oh, that's not really who we are. Now, I know I'm stating something as obvious as the nose on my face. I get that. But she's saying that, and it's even come out in the news, that all the major nightly comedy shows and Saturday Night Live work for the Democrats, get calls from Pelosi, from Schumer, and others, and that they manage what is on the show. And these people watch this and you know, have a power trip because they're so old, they still think national television is dominant. But it's a view into their brain. So when you see her saying that on Face the Nation and Meet the Press, and then you see Saturday Night Live saying, Warren's lying to you, we can't afford free health care, that's only to go, oh, even Saturday Night Live, you know, is with us. They don't really want to bankrupt the country. Yes, they want to bankrupt it. Ezekiel Emanuel admitted it in articles he wrote and on Fox News. The plan when they passed Obamacare was to bankrupt the country. When you didn't get free health care, then you demand total nationalization, but run by private companies, and that will bring us down. What foreign armies can't do, this would. Free health care, free housing, cut our energy sources off. Nobody else does. That's how you economically devastate a nation. This is the Fourth World War against the globalists. With the Chi-Coms, everything the Democrats do is batting and pitching for the other team. America was never great. It'll never be great. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. That's who they are. They're sworn enemies. They know it.